The awards that are being given today are called the National Heritage Fellowship, and they are awarded by the National Endowment for the Arts, which is the U.S. arm for the arts. They are America's highest honor given to traditional and folk artists. And Yaqub Adi, who is a master of traditional music of the Ga ethnic group from Ghana, who is a creator of new works rooted in tradition, and he's also a committed educator, is receiving one of these awards this evening in a ceremony at the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C., which is followed by a grand banquet in the Great Hall of the Library this evening. It's a big deal. What is the significance? It is significant that the National Endowment for the Arts is recognizing Yaqub Adi, an African living in the United States, for keeping his specific African culture, his Ga and Ghanaian culture, alive in America on a very high standard. I think it's really important for Africans to realize that the American government is giving this award to him, honoring him for keeping his specific African culture alive in America.
What impact do you think this will have on Yaqub's education programs or his teaching of the ethnic Ga traditions and drumming as well as music to the American audience or the American student?
I think it has a significant impact because currently he teaches on the faculty of the music department of Skidmore College in Saratoga Springs, New York. And Skidmore is already doing a lot of publicity about this award because they are very honored that their professor is receiving it. And when students hear that he is being given it, they are impressed, and we hope it will encourage them to learn more. But I'm not only concerned that American students will learn more about Yaqub's tradition. I'm concerned that Ghanaians at home and in other African countries will keep their tradition alive there and learn from their elders there and take it as being very significant that an African in the United States is being awarded by the U.S. government for having kept his traditional culture, not a contemporary culture, his traditional culture, alive in the United States. Because I think most Africans who are at home on the continent, when they're thinking about coming to the United States, they think they have to be westernized to live in America. And well, maybe, you know, if you want to go that route, you can. But you don't have to. You do not have to. And Yaqub Adi has proven that. And I think students everywhere in the world, young people who want to learn and know about heritage and tradition, can feel empowered by this.
Amina, what was Yaqub's reaction when he heard the news?
Well, I received a phone call from Barry Burgee at the National Endowment for the Arts. He informed me, and I'm the one who told Yaqub. And quite honestly, when he first started listening to me, he had this question on his face as if he didn't quite believe me. But as I went on, he realized that this was true. And he was very moved, and he shed tears, and so did I. And he said to me, "Finally, America knows what I've been doing all these years." And I think it's true. America knows what he's been doing.
Yaqub has been working with a host of musicians, including Wynton Marsalis, and what impact do you think his music has had collaborating with all these very popular musicians in the U.S.?
Well, first of all, you have to understand that Yaqub has spent his entire time that he has been permanently based in the United States, which is since 1975, only working on his traditional culture, music and dance. And he has had an impact on many people, on audiences all over the United States. And when he started working with musicians outside of his tradition, he actually started with a kora player from Gambia named Fode Musa Suso. And he worked with a jazz artist named TK Blue, another wonderful jazz artist named Stefan Harris. And he sort of worked his way up to Wynton Marsalis, who we all know is a very significant jazz artist. He's much more than an artist. He's a leader of a cultural movement in America. But Wynton and Yacoub, they really understood one another. And you might think that they come from different worlds, and in some ways they do. But they found a real love with one another. And I know that Wynton was dramatically influenced by Yacoub and considers Yacoub one of his greatest teachers. So Yacoub's thoughts and ideas and knowledge and artistry have had a huge impact when you really think about it, because from small students, college students, audiences of all ages, audiences of all ethnic groups, all the way up through African musicians from other countries, jazz musicians from America, and someone like Wynton, who's right there at the top. Yacoub helped celebrate the inauguration of two American presidents, President Clinton in 1993 and President Barack Obama in 2009. He's had an impact, and he continues to have an impact. It's not easy to be an artist in America. Sometimes it seems like America is not providing the kind of support that, for instance, some of the European countries do. You're more on your own. You have to fight for the ability to go forward and continue. But at his age, with his accomplishments, we have to say that he has really done a lot. He's a dedicated person. That's the way he is.